Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
All right, hold on, give me 1 second. I had to do the coffee, the paste. Hello, Haley. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
All right, so a few years back, I was dating this guy, and he was offering his friend to babysit their dog. I was completely against it because I knew I was going to have to be the one and then have to take care of it. So a couple days go by, we go to work, we leave the dog at home with our dog.
Okay, wait a minute, hold on, slow down. Your words somehow are getting lost and all. Like, we hear you, but for whatever reason, we cannot entirely understand you.
Yeah, your phone sounds like you're talking through five shirts.
Any better now?
A little bit. I mean, try it again.
Okay. So, dog sitting this dog.
No, it ain't working.
Sorry.
That's all right. Call us back, okay?
All right.
Did you not hear her at all?
I couldn't understand a word.
She was dating a guy. The guy offered to dog sit, but she was kind of upset because she knew she'd have to end up taking care of the dog.
Sure. What language do you speak?
Damn, man. Right. Why don't you just translate?
Yeah,
then?
You just said,
well, I speak mumble. Yeah, I got this.
I speak mumbly.
It's like if someone's doing sign language. Right. It's like, don't tell us after they leave.
I listen to a lot of rap out of Atlanta. I understand mumble.
That's right.
Thank you.
Words that are grill. Right. Spend time in Baltimore. We can tell you everything about that.
I'm sorry, man. I just could not.
I thought it was a little muffled. Then you hung up on it. I was like, oh, man, I should have said something.
Yeah, you can speak my. Hey, call back. Ted can translate it. Seriously.
Yes, no problem.
No, call. Well, wait. Honest to God, you call right back, and then Ted will translate every mumble that you have, and we'll see how accurate you are. I just couldn't. I was just missing some of it. So that's all. Anyway, what was her name again?
Haley.
Haley, call back. 844-999-0.
She's dating a guy.
She's dating a guy.
All right.
The guy offers to dog set her friend's dog.
Okay.
The dude's friend.
Okay.
But she doesn't want to do it because she knows she'll end up... I think she's on the phone. Because she'll end up having to take care of the dog because the guy she's dating probably won't.
That's what you think for right now. That's your suspicion.
That's what I think happened.
Okay, let's see if Haley is back. Hello, Haley. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Oh, there it is.
Haley, you're good. You just start from scratch. Ted's going to translate everything you say. Okay?
All right. So, I was dog sitting this dog. We end up coming back from work and... left at home alone with our dog, and a couple days in a row, you know, he pooped or peed in the house, whatever. No big deal. I obviously didn't want a dog sit the dog anymore, but he can get over it. So on the 8th day of having him, we left him home alone just a little bit longer than normal. Come to find out, there was this nasty smell in the house. Couldn't find where it was coming from. Kind of smelled like dog crap. We go into the bathroom, and on and underneath and all around our bathroom rug was a pile of puke. And this is no ordinary pile of puke. There was his own dog crap that he had eaten in the throw-up. I had to clean it up, let the dog outside while I was doing it.
You know what it is? Sometimes, like, you know how you make lasagna and it's just okay when you eat it, but then after you eat it the second time, it tastes better?
The flavors have had time to get to know each other.
It's all kind of gotten together.
Cold lasagna. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I think probably what his philosophy was. Like, it was okay the first time, but once I processed it through and came out with this delicious nugget.
Turns out, if you mix Purina with Alpo and just let it sit for a while.
Probably just something like that.
Yeah, don't be in his defense.
Hey, look, man.
Haley, was this the final straw with that guy, or was there a lot of issues?
Oh, there was plenty of issues. The dog surprisingly lived through it. I was ready to kill the dog.
I was going
to
say,
you have to watch the dog? You said that was day 8, so how much longer did you have this thing?
Like, this is a guy who won't get off your couch.
It was supposed to be a week, It ended up being close to 3 months.
Oh, my God.
How does that happen? How does that happen?
Yeah.
The guy moved out to California, and we ended up just watching him. We already had him, whatever. But on that day, I was like, all right, I can't be the one taking care of it anymore.
So basically, that guy dumped his dog on you.
Yeah, pretty much.
He knew what he was never coming back.
But what was your interaction? Because you said on day 8, you are now done with this dog. It has puked up its own poop in your bathroom. In defense of the dog, I would imagine if I ate my own fecal matter, I too would vomit. But moving beyond that, you still had it another 2 months and 3 weeks.
So we had another dog that had no problem being inside. It's not like we're leaving it for days in there, you know? So I'm cleaning it up, and I let the dog outside. And I spend about 45 minutes making sure, you know, no smell is left because it was enough that you wanted to die. And I let him back in. About 20 minutes go by, and he pukes again. And by that point, I'm livid. I leave the house. I can't deal with it. And my boyfriend at the time ended up taking care of the dog for the rest of the time we were there. So, I mean, all things considered, it wasn't too bad.
What happened to the dog again?
We gave him back to the guy. It just took him 3 months to get back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, man.
My bad. Cali.
I really missed him.
Yeah, thanks, I think.
So good to see him, yeah.
What was the source? No, I'm not going to give you any money or anything, man. What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so years ago, I was working with some guys. It was a construction job, and my van took a dump, and I needed another van, and... So there was these shady Romanians that I worked with, and this one guy was like, I sell you my van, $400. And I was like, all right, that's cool, you know, because I was thinking it's a beater, right?
Sure.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. We're just waiting for the Roma hate group to start calling.
Oh, my God, sorry. No, I mean, but they were shady, though. I'm just saying. I had to get the accent.
Well,
but,
they're she's talking about Romanians.
Oh, Romanians. My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Shady Romanian dudes, right? And so anyway, the guy says, I'll sell you my van for $400. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he was like, and I was like, all right. And he's like, but I cut you a deal, $300, but you take out all the trash, right? So it was like filled top to bottom with a whole bunch of construction waste. And I'm like, all right, that's not bad. It's going to cost maybe like $50 to get it taken to the dump. So I buy the van, and the following weekend, I have my roommate come with me to help unload all this stuff. And we get there, and I didn't notice the smell at first because there was so much stuff in the van, right? And it's all like cabinets, doors, rug, carpet, all this other crap. And so we get there, open the back doors, and there's this like medium, mid-sized U-Haul box. And it had like, there was like maggots crawling around it, and the bottom was all soaking and disgusting, and the smell just kicked you in the face. And so we each grab a side of this box, and like the bottom gave out, and I'm just going to assume that it was deer entrails. I'm not entirely sure, but it was the smell of death.
All in all, was it a reliable van? Did it get the job done for you?
For $300, it took like a month just to get the smell out. Like, I literally took bleach and just scoured it, and I had to drive with the windows down. It was atrocious.
Okay. Would you do it again? If we said, like, it's only $300, and the vehicle's reliable, but there is something rotting in the back.
I guess it depends on how bad I need a vehicle.
Okay. What happened to the van in the end?
The transmission went out for a while. I could only drive, after the first gear went out, then I could drive it in second for a little while. And then it got to the point where I'd have to back up the hill and then get it going. And then it would find the catch. And then finally, I just ended up giving it to somebody who wanted to fix it up for whatever reason.
Okay. All right.
Okay, by the way, before we let you go, Jess, I want to point out a comment came in, and this is what it says. It says, I am Romanian. And I 100% agree with most Romanians are shady. So that is their comment, man.
The accent's very thick. I was talking to some dudes a couple weeks ago, and I was like, Russian or Ukrainian? Try again.
Like, oh.
I was like, but Bulgaria? He's like, we are Romanian.
Just, that's what I was going to say.
He kind of smiled. I thought he was just messing with me, but it was so like Try again.
I
will eat you.
I will beat you. By the way, Miles, and you ruined... somebody had the idea they were going to make lasagna tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And after a comparison of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always better the second time.
Sure. Dude,
I could talk about puke and poop all day. Dogs eating it back up. I still want lasagna.
I'll eat the lasagna. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
I'm going to ruin lasagna.
Dog can poop while I'm eating the lasagna, and I'm going to eat the lasagna.
The analogy was sometimes things are better the second time.
Yeah.
That's all.
But out of the fridge.
Yeah.
That's all, man.
What was the source of the smell? 844-999-0.
I'm just happy other people are eating cold lasagna.
It's so good.
Even if you reheat it, it's better than the first time.
I gotta be honest, I don't know if I ever do.
One of the best things you can do, if you can cook it like the day before, that's great.
And then have it and reheat it the next
day. The problem, though, is once you cook lasagna, my plan is to eat that lasagna.
Yeah.
If I know it's there. You know, like, hey, man, I know you cooked it. I'm eating it.
Another tip, too, man. I forget.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Washington, most of my life. The winters are really cold. So I have this nice little 73 Plymouth Cuda, little big block in it, and decide I'm going to throw headers on it for the summer. And then it rolls around the wintertime, and I get stuck driving it to work. So it's out in the driveway. It gets down to like 10 degrees that night, and I go outside and fire up my car. And let it warm up for, I don't know, good 15, 20 minutes and drive into town and start noticing the smell coming through my vents for my heater. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out where exactly it's coming from. So after about 15, 20 minutes, I pull over, look through my car, and I'm trying to find wrappers or anything around there at all. And can't seem to figure out where the smell's coming from. You there?
We got us on bated breath.
I was coming up 18. I've been sitting in North Bend for the last 20 minutes.
No, it's not that. It's the 4 second pauses between. It's like if I were to just stop talking right in the
I got it.
Middle of a sentence, and I'm trying to explain to you how I was having sex with your girlfriend, and then she did this one thing where she took her finger, and I said, no, not there. Right. That's kind of what it's like talking to you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, just get the smell. You don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from somewhere in the car, but it's definitely coming out of your vents. So now you're downtown. Yeah. I'm assuming you're going to pop the hood and find a dead animal?
Well, I popped the hood and didn't notice anything, so I drive it around for the rest of the day, take it home. Look around, don't see anything, leave it outside again, fire it up the next day, and the smell's three times worse. So I take it into town, I open it up the hood again, I can't see anything, and I'm like, what the heck's going on? This guy walks by, and he's like, hey, you've got a tail hanging under your car.
Oh no! What was it, fox?
No, it was a neighbor's cat, I think.
The neighbor.
I look underneath the car, and there's a tail dangling from underneath my engine compartment. So I take it to an exhaust shop, and the guy's like, can I help you? And I was like, yeah, I need you to get a cat out from my exhaust. And he was like, what? So, of course, he walks around to the tailpipe, and I'm like, no, it's under the motor in the exhaust.
And that's all she wrote. I like that it's the neighbor's cat.
Yeah.
Not a cat or a stray cat, but the neighbor.
Have you seen Fluffy?
I have.
How big is this engine? It's got one cat power.
Coming up, bad jokes on the way with the drunken charge, Ryan Castle, Ted versus the FCC, and we've got your emails from our question. What was the source of the smell? That's all coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what was the source of the smell? And here come those emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. A few here from today. Guys, my parents bought a home in 92. After a month or so, I noticed an odd smell in my upstairs bedroom. Tell the parents they can't smell anything. This goes on for years. I beg them, something smells horrible. They smell nothing. 2011, my mom is remodeling the house, and the contractor is raising the ceilings downstairs, tears into the space under my old bedroom, and they found what can only be described as a mummified cat. My mom called immediately and apologized for not believing me as a teen. Have a great one, guys. That from Andrea. When I was about 21, 22, went on a family camping trip during the summer. When I got home, everything was fine, but after a couple days, I noticed a rotting, fishy smell in my room. And I thought a rat or something had died in the room while we were gone. I investigate the smell and find a bucket with some sort of dairy product and a little bay shrimp in it. My first thought was either my buddy that was house dog sitting for my family or a group of three girls that I'd been seeing at the time that found out of each other. My buddy is now my roommate and maintains his innocence to this day. The girls also claimed innocence. And to be honest, if that's the worst that came of me being an ass, it could have been much worse. That from Thunder Thighs.
Thunder Thighs.
The lovely Thunder Thighs.
Thunder.
I was about 10, and we were coming home from the local dairy with 2 gallons of fresh milk in a big 1 gallon glass jar. My stepmom forgot the lid, so she told us to be careful that they don't tip over. She had a huge Oldsmobile, and it was late May. I somehow spilled the entire gallon. Fresh milk sloshed from the backseat floor up to the front under the brake and gas pedals. And during the hot summer, no matter how much we tried, the odor of that spoiled milk was gag-worthy. Never looked forward so much for cooler winter weather. Guys, I was up in Whistler and had just arrived. I took my 150-pound German Roddy mix to go potty. He went poop. I picked up with a poop bag and tossed it. The stench would not go away. I couldn't figure out until I walked past a reflection of myself that I had crap on my upper lip. I had gloves on, so I didn't feel the poop initially, and it was cold, and I was wiping my nose with my glove. I ran into a restaurant and puked with crap on my face. Always double-check your poop bags. That from the lovely Sarah.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You got to check those things.
Yeah.
Double check them.
And especially if you are using a bag from a supermarket.
Oh, yeah. Many holes, man.
Many holes. So hopefully you guys, let's see here, we'll get this one. About a decade ago, I remember there being a very interesting website that featured smelly things. The website was Deadfish, and you could be very vindictive if you had a grudge with someone. They feature different products that you could send to people who you had a grievance with. You could send them anything from a website that describing dead fish in the mail to dead flowers and various other dead things that would tell someone how much you were upset with them. I don't know if they still run their business, but thought it'd be interesting to your conversation. Guys, a couple years back, my dad went to his hunting cabin for a couple of weeks. While he was gone, I swung by his place to check on the house, collect the mail, do all that stuff. The best way I can describe the smell when I walked in the front door is it knocked me off my feet. With a respirator on, I went searching for the source, opened up a guest bedroom door, and a cloud of funk wafted out that made me almost puke.
Ow!
There, laid out on the guest bed, were thousands of little pieces of bread. I was like, what the hell? Shaking my head, I closed the bedroom door, walked away, come to find out he was drying out bread from the food bank to feed the squirrels. Thanks, Dad. Buy a bag of peanuts. That from the Ginger Midget. Do we have time for a few extra emails here from the men's room at mensroomlive.com? Obachola just want to say happy birthday to my boyfriend Al, pronounced Poopy McPoopface. Can he get turtle wax with an owl hitting the window and a Joey Chestnut in the paws? Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Molly. Old bitches, could you please wish our new coworker Shaughnessy, pronounced Shaughnessy, a happy 23rd birthday? She's a lot of fun and a great addition to the team. Please give her some Mickey Mouse, if you could, Ted. Up to you if you want to keep it clean or dirty. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Louie.
Hey, happy birthday there, Shaughnessy. I can keep it clean or dirty, but I'm Mickey Mouse, so I'm going to keep it filthy. Come on. You ever been with a mouse? It involves a little tail. Soft white fur. Little whiskers.
Jesus. Liquor and horse bitches, I would like to wish my friend Brayden, a.k.a. Burb, a happy 24th birthday. Gonna get turtle wax with Ray Lewis and wedding puke in the pauses. Thanks, guys. That from Jared.
It's time to take off the leash.
I want to wish my baby brother Ben, pronounced Wiener, happy 29th one. Can you guys give a suck it up cupcake and Aussie Ted giving him some advice about what to do with his last year in his 20s? Love his much cooler older sister, sister Megan. Thanks, guys.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. Heard it's the last year of your 20s. But get your butt down here. The Sheilas down here love Americans.
It's the truth.
Yes, it is. I love the accent. Sure.
Yeah, a little stubby bottle.
Perth, especially. Ola Macholas, I want to wish my boyfriend Logan a happy birthday. It's his 32nd trip around the sun, and I'm so happy to have spent the last trip with him. He would love a Cut That Bitch Off Next Collar and the Dirty Germans talking about Star Wars. Thanks, guys, for the daily entertainment. That from Jesse from Tacoma.
Yeah, the thing I like most about this Star Wars is the man by the name of Han Solo. It is also a German sex move that involves you and no one else.
Yeah, so one thing I've never understood about the Star Wars is why that one man hooks up with his sister.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I saw we were the dirty ones. That's just weird.
OMG, I almost forgot. Hope it's not too late. Want to wish my awesome husband a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Elijah. We love you. Love, wife, and Sammy. A couple more, guys. My husband Matt's 35th trip around the sun. He listens to you every day, probably has a Men's Room Red in his hand right now. Gonna get a big old Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about drinking beer and eating sausage with him. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Meredith.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I don't want you to read into this too much, but you'll be tasting sausage first. We'll use the beer to wash the taste out of your mouth.
Yeah, not only that, we'll have a little contest. Thrilled, me, Matt, we'll drink these beers and see how many sausages we can fit in your wife's mouth. I believe her name was Meredith.
Yeah, we will drink beer. She put sausage in her mouth.
Yeah, it's a German sausage party.
Yeah, even call mine Jimmy Dean.
Guys, I hope it's not too late. Could you please wish my mom, Jackie, a happy birthday? And could Ted and Steve do some dirty German for her? You guys are the best. That from the lovely Marcy.
Yeah, Jackie. I don't want you to read into this. I hope it is a nickname, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just, for one, always loved you on 227. The big show here in Germany.
Jackie.
Yeah, it's a deep reference, but it made me laugh.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Cholas, we are only 22 days away from a little outdoor drinking, bitches. Men's Room Red Festival is on, and it is going down Saturday, June 23rd, Eat'em Claw Expo Center, outdoor drinking and other dumb stuff. And as we will tap the red, we will also tap a little Men's Room Gold, as Men's Room Gold is out in stores in cans, 12-ounce cans, on draft. It's a delicious lager with secret hops. And we will part the Red Sea of people there and tap that keg of Men's Room Gold for you. Live music all day as well. Over 20 beers will be available at Red Festival.
I do have some disappointing news. Disappointing to myself, at least. All week, I've been excited. I don't know if excited is the word, but the prospect of wearing a red cape.
Capes.
Right? Men's Room Red Festival. I thought we were going to wear some red capes. Robin took it upon herself to order 4 red capes for each one of us, huh? They were supposed to arrive last night, and as Amazon does, they'll send you the confirmation that it has, in fact, been delivered.
Yep.
Somewhere.
Robin told me today that the capes have been delivered.
Don't know where.
But we don't know where they are. Now, one thing we do know is that people love to steal Amazon packages, and it occurred to us, because you will not dampen my spirit. I will get myself a red cape, like Superman, Dracula before me. Mm-hmm. Somebody stole a box of 4 red capes. If you're out there, we know you're disappointed.
And confused.
Yes.
There's no chance that this is what you're looking for. But believe it or not, as we prepare for Red Festival, our 4 damn red capes, which I thought we'd be safe with, have been stolen. Already.
Unbelievable. Maybe tomorrow we'll see a dude walking down the street.
Some of the things were red cape.
I know where you got it.
Some of the things we're working on, a sea of red Solo cups everywhere, a red carpet for you to walk out onto, wear as much red as humanly possible, as Wyatt's Only in the Wreckage taking the stage along with Washed in Black, Woodshed, the new originals, and Killjoy the Clown will all be there at Red Festival this year.
And to give you an idea of how well prepared the new originals are for this gig, we just got an email from our very own Ryan Castle earlier today going, "Hey man, this thing's coming up soon. Maybe we should do something like practice."
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
I think the email
said,
"Can we carve out a couple of days to practice? And by the way, what do you want to play?"
Yes, exactly.
We are well prepared for this.
I think the other Scott Castle and I had this conversation yesterday. I was like,
We're still in the band? Are we doing it? Am I doing a song?
Ted thought maybe we were just doing it all without him. No, we haven't done anything yet.
Red Festival is coming, bitches. We're 22 days away. Those tickets are on sale now, mensroomlive.com. Don't forget, tickets are only $20, and a portion of net proceeds benefit our local fisher houses and the Seafair Foundation. So as you're doing some outdoor drinking with us, enjoying the live music, the freestyle motocross, the aerialist ability dancers, so much more, just remember that you're drinking and eating for a good cause.
Should it be, instead of the Red Sea, should it be the Red Sea Fair? Going to see far. We're going to have the Red Sea.
Men's Room Red Festival is only 22 days away. Tickets on sale. Mensroomlive.com. All right, bitches. Do we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC? If we could, let's go back in time.
Time. The fluffy, frustrated horse bucker bucked with a dumb, dull, big horse hick. The dumb, dull horse hick didn't help the fluffy, frustrated horse bucker buck the horse.
Whoa! Three times fast.
The fluffy, frustrated horse bucker bucked with a big, dumb, dull horse hick. The dumb, dull horse hick didn't help the fluffy, frustrated horse bucker buck the horse.
One!
The fluffy, frustrated horse bucker bucked with a dumb, dull horse hick. The dumb, dull horse hick didn't help the fluffy, frustrated horse bucker buck the horse.
Two!
The fluffy, frustrated horse bucker bucked with a dumb, dull big horse hick. The dumb, dull horse hick didn't help the fluffy, frustrated horse bucker buck the horse.
We got to win. Mm-hmm. And Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, so tired. See, with that win last week. Where does Ted sit on the year with Ted versus the FCC?
My very own D. Ted Smith, after 17 engagements, stands at a strong 10-7.
10-7.
All right.
Playoff eligible.
We are in the win column for sure, and coming down the home stretch on Ted versus the FCC. So, lo and behold, Steve and I were up all night last night. What a long and crazy, wacky night it was.
Hey, which is what we do for the job, man.
Did you guys eat?
No.
No, we were ambient tweeting. It's unbelievable what happens late at night when you're up writing rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah.
Hates white people, turns out.
I didn't know it's like ambient. Yes,
exactly.
What the hell with white people?
Who knew?
They're right. That is a side
crazy
effect.
Crazy. What a seriously whack-out drug that was. Anyway, we came in this morning, and lo and behold, there were some listener submissions for Ted versus the FCC. So we're going to use one of those, and this one comes from our good buddy Mike. And I'm not exactly sure if I can figure out what word that Mike wants you to slip up on, Ted. But somewhere lodged in this one is a word that you probably cannot say. Here is this week's Ted versus the FCC. Tammy's 20 twin twangy tot tots thought 20 twisty watts twas tot to solve 12 twin hot tot watts. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
How's that dirty?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the word could possibly be.
Tots and wattage, I mean, it's all good.
Tots, yes, tots.
Tot, watt, I don't know.
Right, I don't know either.
Tammy's 20 twin twangy thoughts tots thoughts 20 twisty watts twas thought to salt 12 twin hot tot watts.
Three times fast.
Tammy's 20 tint twin tangy tot tots to 20 twisty watts twas taut, salt 12 twin hot tot watts.
One.
Tammy's 20 twin twangy thought, tots, thought, 20 twisty watts. Twas thought to salt 12 twin hot tots watts.
Two.
Tammy's 20 twin twangy taut, tots, twat, 20 twisty watts. It was thought, salt, 12 twin hot tot watts.
A win in Ted versus the FCC. The judges have ruled. It is an official win. All right, bitches, getting ready to go. Bad joke time, 844-999. Ola, you can email the bad jokes to us at the men's room at mensroomlive.com. And if you follow us on Twitter there or Instagram at mensroomlive, send us the bad jokes there as well. Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge, coming in to kick off the bad jokes momentarily. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Trunk and Charge, Ryan Castle is in the house to kick off the bad jokes.
Why can't LeBron James walk on his tippy toes?
Why can't LeBron James walk on his tippy toes?
Because he gets no support from his calves.
Oh,
wow.
That is great.
Oh, write it.
That's great. How timely.
Oh, man. Hello, Michael. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
It's your resident crazy nutter, gentlemen.
Hola.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Watch.
Watch who?
Gesundheit.
Hello, Lieutenant Harris. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right. What do you call a lot lizard who has a mattress strapped to her back?
What do you call a what?
Lot lizard.
A lot lizard who has what strapped to her back?
A mattress.
A mattress. I don't know. What do you call her?
She's an owner-operator. What else?
All right.
Not so bad.
I like that.
Robin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose 23-year-old, I'm probably going to mess up her name, but Juscelene Marinho of somewhere in Brazil. All you need to know, she suffers from Meyer-Rokitansky Custer-Hauser, or MRKH. So what is MRKH? MRKH is a disorder that results in the absence of some or all female reproductive organs. And in her case, she was born without a vagina, just like me. Unlike me, she's supposed to have a vagina. So she very recently had a surgery where doctors created her a brand new, fully functional vagina. Now, I won't go through all the details, which they explain in great detail, should you read the article, but just know that her new vagina is made from, and I'm not making this up, tilapia fish skin. The skin from a tilapia fish is now her vagina. They do, before you make your obvious jokes, they actually point out in the article, as a quote from the doctor himself, the first part of this makes no sense. He says, before we actually use the skin of the tilapia fish, which apparently works well with the human body in these cases, they descaled it. Do you think you needed to tell anyone that you pulled the scales off of it? And then they also added they got rid of the fish odor. But her vagina, which is fairly new, is made of tilapia fish skin.
To scale.
It's a healthy.
It's a scale model. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get Caller 9 in the line right now, 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.